This week, we're coming to you live from Ibiza for Lewis's birthday.
We get into all of the gossip of what's gone down on this trip and let you in on all the stories. Plus, we have some appearances from very special guests.
And we get into their ins and outs.
And where are all the fit men in Ibiza?
Question mark.
And we get into this year's Love Island and the new Simon reality show.
Hello.
Hey.
This is literally like the fifth time we've started to record this, and I can hear that lawnmower getting loud again because, well, if you are audio listeners and not visual learners, we're currently in Ibiza, which is why you may hear unexpected background noises of things such as birds, lawnmowers, door slams, drunken people, glasses smashing.
Yes. And we are here because it's Lewis's birthday tomorrow and he turns 25.
Per. Which I is why someone's comment on your TikTok. It's 25, by the way. Someone commented, is 25 supposed to be 25 or 29? 25. Do I fucking look 29? No, bitch. Sorry, that was me.
That's actually a good... Fair enough, though. That's a valid question, Loki.
But I'm not 20.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Who is looking at the people who were in that TikTok and going, a 29th birthday? Like... I'm getting premature wrinkles from sunbeds, yes, but I'm not 29. Also, I'm on two different drinks because...
Wait, what's in the orange one?
It's just orange squash.
Okay, fair enough.
It just looked really inviting when I opened the fridge. I was like, I would love a big glass of squash.
So I'm actually drinking today because I didn't go out last night because I actually can't handle myself no more. Like, I was written off the whole of yesterday. Like, yesterday was not even a real day.
Should we run down what we've done?
Yeah, we need to run down from start to finish.
So we met at Stansted Airport.
Mid.
What did we do the first day? Oh, we did nothing apart from
we've done nothing. So we met and Lewis gave us these lovely hats at the airport and then got on the flight. I had a whole row to myself. Everyone else was like getting drunk on the air on the flight. And loads of people started taking like pictures of me, my fucking mouth open. We got here, then we done a lovely barbecue.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the barbecue.
Yeah, the barbecue was
cooked
great.
By Chef Isla.
And everyone, Lewis, Tom.
What did anyone... Oh, Tom did some stuff, yeah. Give yourself the credit.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And then, yeah, and then we went out. We went to Pasha and saw Camel Fat. It was great.
What's the song? Cola? What does that go like? She sips the Coca-Cola.
Is that him?
Yeah, he played it like four times in that one.
Oh,
them, sorry.
I was so fucked, I don't even know. I just remember like whining up my waist.
It sounded like we were misgendering them. We were going, them. they played Cola literally like four times in one set.
Really?
And they played it for so long, literally like 10 minutes, like waiting for the drop. I was like getting bored. I was like, all right, okay.
Really?
So many times I can listen to this
like
live.
I really was not there. All there. I feel like we stay together a lot, like as a group as well.
I know. That's because there are 10 of us here.
Yeah.
And we were saying earlier, everyone was like, oh, I feel like we've not really met anyone. I feel like da-da-da. I was like, that's because we spend the entire time in the club trying to round and herd everyone
literally,
up like
cattle. We're literally we're like a herd of fucking sheep.
Wait, no, you were crazy the way. Isla was marching us through the crowds at fashion like we were on a fucking school trip. She was
like, I know this because I've been here before.
She was literally like not taking no for an answer just to go straight to the front. And everybody around us was getting so annoyed and we were being like, what is everyone's problem?
See,
and
then, I wouldn't see because I would be at the first like to move them out of the way. It was like the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth and ninth, tenth person that would like see the effects and get it the worst. I would just be like, move. And then like, I wouldn't push people. Well, like that.
Someone was like, no, you're not coming, to my friend Emma.
Coming where?
Like to with them. Like she was like, there's too many of you, like you're not coming.
Who are you?
And then we were all acting like that, and then the next day I was like, kind of fair. Like the next day when I was sober, I was like, kind of fair. I'd be the same. I'd be like, fuck off. Like, also, you are in a club. What do you expect?
Yeah, no, literally. I would definitely no, because I'm not a Karen. That's Karen behavior.
It's
sorry,
Karen behavior.
That's Karen club behavior. I don't fuck with that. You can never tell me that I'm not going anywhere in a club. Like you're not the fucking security. But yeah, we had a really good night.
Yep. And then I went to the. I woke up the next day like good. And went to the beach and spent, oh my God, a disgusting amount of money on food.
You got sushi, didn't you?
Yeah, to be fair, I did get sushi, which was kind of idiotic.
Yeah, I got a burger today at the beach and it cost €26. What do you mean?
It's like, actually, yeah, no, for like a beach from bar,
coming
like
from
20,
the, yeah. The transition from Bali. Yeah. Yeah, where a burger, a double cheeseburger, fries, and a drink would cost about £7. To hear where it's €26, which is like £25, is fucking insane. And the clubs in Bali, like the beach clubs are nice.
I know everyone says that, it's a thing, and I'd be for like, oh yeah, the drinks are so expensive in clubs, drinks are so expensive in clubs. And like, I knew it. €40 for a double last night.
Shut up.
40 euros.
You paid 40 euros.
I didn't. I got a single. And a single was 24.
You paid... No, it was 40 euros.
For a double vodka.
Did you see that TikTok of that girl and she was telling her nan like how much, like, she was asking her nan like how much do you think her drink in Ibiza is? Her nan's like £7. She's like, no. And she goes up on up to like £23 and she's like, what the fuck? But like, I paid £24 in Pasha.
Yeah.
Except 40 euros.
I bought four drinks on both nights. I'm kind of like, what else? You kind of just have to get on with it. Like, do you know
no,
what
you
mean?
Do. Yeah, you literally have no choice.
And also, it's like, what else am I going to drink? The water's 13 euro anyway. I might as well chuck in a couple extra quid and actually get an alcoholic drink.
No, it's true. It's true. I've been here when I've been like down. I came here, the first time I ever came here, I had like £200 in my account. I don't know how I made it through. And I was still buying drinks in the clubs. I don't even think I was pre-drinking.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, what else are you gonna, like, what else are you gonna, you spent the money to get into the club.
Yeah, you and might as well.
Obviously, I'm saying.
I was definitely in my deep overdraft for fucking Ibiza. I don't give a fuck though.
Also, I'm saying, I know it's coming from a position of someone who has the option to. But like, it's kind of like.
Now I do. But before I didn't, and I still done it. But that's because I'm just ridiculous with money though. Like, I have, money doesn't, I'm just. Yeah.
I've gone so bad recently. I used to be so good. But like the more I get older, which I feel like is the opposite for most people, but the older I get, the worse I'm
getting.
Yeah,
it's because the closer I am to dying anyway. Wait, hold on. It's Lewis's birthday tomorrow, so we need to
go. Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. Wait, I'm going to need that squash for chasers. Sign.
Sorry, I never knew a chaser was a thing until I started watching the Kardashians do shots.
I will usually have a lime, but I don't have a lime on me. Cheers.
Cheers. Casamigos, darling. Okay, onto some pop culture. What's been going on in the week? Well, Trisha Paytas had a baby. The king's still alive. Are you okay?
Oh, that was a lot. That's really a lot. Anyway, Trisha Paytas. named Elvis, but we already knew that.
Wait, did she actually name it Elvis?
Yeah, her Elvis. Which I quite
Wait,
like.
Is it a girl?
To confirm from the shoot, yeah.
It's a girl.
It's a girl called Elvis. But she confirmed that ages ago.
Oh, I love that.
I think she announced the baby name when she did the gender reveal.
No, she did the gender reveal and I swear it was a boy. I swear she had blue.
It's definitely, it's a girl called Elvis. Because everybody was like, oh, Elvis, like for a girl, like.
Because I watched the Elvis film. Well, actually, I don't love it, but I do at the same time because I love girls that are called boys' names. But yeah, I watched the Elvis film. And then I watched the, whatever his, like, ex-wife was called. And then
Priscilla.
I found, yeah, Priscilla, and he's a fucking paedophile.
Yeah.
So annoying. You know when you, like, fall in love with someone, and then on the flight home, I watched, like, the depressing one, and I was like, fuck's sake, that's so annoying.
He was, like fucked up.
Yeah, he was fucked. He hadn't shat in, like, 45 days.
Is that actually true?
It's a fact.
Oh,
I saw that on Wikipedia.
That was, like, an old fishtails wife, because allegedly he died on the toilet, wasn't
no,
it?
No, he did.
Oh, he did.
Because of, like, all the drugs that he was taking. When I say I found it on Wikipedia, I was being ironic because obviously that stuff's fake. But like, I'm pretty sure that is true.
Everybody always says don't take Wikipedia seriously. I'm sorry. It's in the very big majority that Wikipedia is usually right.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I know you can't take everything as a fact, but people saying, oh, you can't trust Wikipedia.
Wait, I've got a question. Do you have a famous birthdays thing?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're going to say happy birthday to you tomorrow.
Yes, they will.
Do they do that
Wait,
every year?
Who do you share your... I share my birthday with...
I share my birthday with someone dead.
Tom Jones, the singer.
Do you?
Iggy Azalea.
Do you?
Maybe Wiz Khalifa, but I could be lying.
No, this is actually...
Wait, let me look, actually. Let me Google.
No, I share my birthday. When I done that TikTok thing, I share it with some, like, random-ass guy. Mario something?
Who? Badescu.
Mario Badescu? What, the makeup brand?
Right, okay, June 7th birthdays. Who the fuck are these people? The top two people I share a birthday with are Alexi Rivera and Coco Quinn.
Alexi Rivera? I swear that's the girl that killed her baby.
It doesn't, this girl, it doesn't look like a
baby. Oh no, like, that's not her, sorry.
Iggy Azalea. Oh, it wasn't Wiz Khalifa, it was Fetty Wap.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What happened to
Swae Lee. Oh, I did not know I shared my birthday with Emrata.
Oh, Emma is hot.
The singer Prince, George Ezra.
Wow.
Michael Cera, Tom Jones, Bear Grylls.
That is, no, this is a sick lineup. This is giving, what's it called? thing.
Oh, nightmare blunt rotation.
No, not nightmare, a dream.
Allegedly, according to famous birthdays, I'm the 41st most famous person born on June 7th.
Wow, 41st?
But take that, I'm with a high pinch of salt considering Lexi Rivera, TikTok star, is rated number one, and the singer Prince is rated number 12.
Wait, I share a birthday with Marina and the Diamonds.
You said, wait, are you think Marina and the Diamonds fan?
No, but that's pretty cool, no?
That is fine.
What do you mean it's just fine? I think that's
someone
fit.
Better.
Oh, DDG. Have you heard his like real deep, deep voice?
No.
He's got like a crazy deep voice.
I'm not very well versed in him. I was going to say speaking of birthdays, but that made no sense. But there was no other way to segue into this. Joey Essex is on Love Island.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The despair and distraught face that I had when I saw that man walk on. Like, get the fuck... First of all, get your ass home. Second of all... When I say home, I mean mine. And second of all, you're a 32-year-old man.
I don't think he looks that good. I'm sorry, that was really mean to say.
Wait.
I just think he's had, like, the haircut he's chosen for is not working in his favour.
You don't like him with a buzz cut?
I preferred him with his longer hair. No?
I get it, but I love a guy that can do a buzz cut, and I feel like he can. I feel like maybe his age, if he was younger, then it'll be better.
Yeah, I kind of get
it. Right now,
mean.
It's like, is your hair falling out? Is that what I've done it?
Yes, I think that's my problem. Yeah. I think that is it. I don't know. He to me strikes me as a man who would still be single when he's like 45.
Oh, 100%. But he does have like, I don't know. I always read into people because I think I'm a fucking therapist. But
I read about like yeah about why he's like because everybody took the piss out of him when he went on I'm a Celeb for being just like dumb.
No, but like also like just with like family stuff. Like, have you watched the documentary about him?
I didn't
watch because he kind of got into it, and you could kind of tell that it has a ripple effect.
It's kind of crazy that he literally just came from... Because I went back and started watching Towie from the start, like, last month. I only got, like, 2 seasons in.
Oh, you've watched it from the start?
Yeah, but I only got, like, 2 seasons in.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually crazy if you go back and watch the early seasons how scripted it is. And this is coming from a reality TV is not scripted defender. Like, I really and truly, reality television is not scripted. But Towie was instant... Like, the scenarios that they put the people in, it was like, what, they'd be walking down the shop with a smoothie, and they'd be like,
do you know what scene kills me, yeah, from back in the day, is, what's her name, and she's back on it now, and
Amy
she,
Childs.
No, not Amy Childs, Lauren Gujar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, when she's in a shop, she's in a supermarket, and she bumps into Mark's mum.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about? And she's like...
She's like, what are you getting? She's like, just doing my shopping.
Just doing my shopping.
What are you shopping for? Oh, I've just got my shopping and everything.
Oh,
no,
God.
The best Towie clip ever is, Gemma Collins.
I've hurt my diva shit.
No, when Maria Fowler... Was it Maria Fowler? I can't remember her surname. Started dating Mick Norcross. And Gemma Collins goes, where's the gorgeous Maria then? Up to mischief, I bet.
Up to mischief, I bet.
She's so good.
I love Gemma Collins.
Oh, Gemma
Collins
so
will never. And she's got married.
Yeah, she did. But like, I'm pretty sure just like in her garden.
Yeah, I love that for her though. Little.
I kind of expected more for a GC wedding.
Yeah, I know. But I like it that she kept it simple because it means that it actually does mean a lot to her. And she probably really is in love. Do you know what I mean? I can imagine if she'd done everything for the OK Mag, then it would have been...
Actually, wait, now I think about it, I'm pretty sure the OK Mag thing, they said they got married in the garden, but it's one of 3 weddings, I think.
Oh, period.
Which
I love that.
Sounds a bit more GC.
Yeah.
Speaking of Towie, by the way, but also what I was going to say was the way that Towie is so scripted, like the setup situation is so scripted, but like obviously those ones kind of are like the Made in Chelsea Towie kind of ones.
Can the birds just shut up for 1 second, please? Sorry, it's actually
sorry,
and
if that is, if it's probably really annoying, listen. Or maybe it's relaxing.
Yeah.
People like the sound of nature.
Oh, yeah, it's actually true. Let's take a positive.
Let's take a moment to sit in bliss and listen to the nature.
And that fucking bang.
But like Made in Chelsea will do it, like they'll sit in a restaurant at least. Like, and it was, like, the other day when we were watching Towie, Amber Turner comes out of a corner shop and Diags, whatever he's called. I saw him in Shoreditch House the other day.
Did you?
Oh my God, he walked in and I freaked out and he so saw it on my face and I was so embarrassed. He walked into Shoreditch House and
like...
she went, and I went, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. It's actually fucking Diags from
I done that when I saw Jay from EastEnders in Shoreditch House. No, not Shoreditch House, Dean Street.
But Amber Turner comes... Why am I still speaking about this? Amber Turner comes out of a corner shop and Dags goes, oh, do you just want to get in my van for a chat then? Who would do that? No one does that.
Not my van.
Anyway.
Amber Turner is literally one of the most beautiful people ever. Danica's got zero personality, it fears me.
Yeah, but...
That's just such a classic.
I don't know if this makes sense, but like the fact that he has zero personality makes him have a really hot personality.
Oh no, you did not just say that.
I find him quite hot.
No, I can't stand guys like that.
He's like husband hot.
You know, footballers, if you like, they're just like, they're hot, they have no personality, and all they do is kick ball, and like they haven't really been to proper school.
Oh, guys, I got in. That just reminded me when you said kickball. I got in a fight in the club last night.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Someone tried to jump in front of me in the queue for the toilets.
Oh.
And then I was actually defending the guy in front of me because he asked to go in front of me. He was like, I'm literally about to shit myself. Like, can I go in front of you? I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then this American guy came out. I was like, can you go to the back of the queue, please? Like, and he was like, I've been here the whole time, bro. I was like, I literally just watched you.
Not American.
And then a cubicle opened and he jumped in and I tried to drag him out and he slammed it back. And his friend was like, what are you doing? He was like, what are you doing? But they were like, you know, like really dweeby Americans.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know like they're not going to hit me. So I went like, this is when you know I've been watching too much MTV American reality TV. Because this is like literally like something out of like Jersey Shore. I went like forehead to forehead. And I was like, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking hit me then. Because that's what they do on reality TV. This is what I've learned from all my reality TV watching. To entice someone, you got to like... Because on reality TV, if you hit someone, if you do physical altercation, you get sent home.
Yeah.
So like to like wind them up. That you get all in their face to like provoke them and like amp them up knowing that they can't do shit.
Oh, I wish I was there. Well, as I was saying, I didn't go out last night because... I am actually the pussy that the guy was talking about.
Yeah. And I'm kind of sad I'm missing Love Island. I can't lie.
Are you though? Because the fuck has been happening apart from thingy kissing?
Well, I've seen a few clips on TikTok now and it kind of looks juicy.
Yeah, there's that Uma girl.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Did you say,
Not hotter than Mimi though, respectfully.
I'm trying to think.
Mimi is like...
Body, oddy.
It's not even body. It's just like face, like... When I was getting my hair done whilst I was watching it, it kept freezing. And like every time it froze on her, just every angle was just fucking amazing.
I feel, oh wait, but the hot one's already gone home.
Yeah, the mullet guy.
Yeah, I could see you finding him hot.
Of course. come on. You know
Yeah,
that.
He's already gone home. So like,
if it's a guy with his hair either like this or a mullet, like...
I think it's actually really cruel that they do that because it's like, what the fuck is the point of hyping someone up to go on...
It is because they've booked off of work, first of all.
Probably quit their fucking job.
Yeah, thinking that... And now he's come out with fucking like... To be fair, he had like 27k followers.
What are you doing with... As a man, what are you doing with 27k followers?
No, it's true. Well, to be fair, if he's like, you know... He is a hairdresser.
Yeah,
so
I think
enough.
It's really interesting that he's and not a barber, a female hairdresser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine like straight woman dating a man who is a hairdresser. That'd be unreal.
Oh, I know. My friend dated someone that was a hairdresser, and every time she needs to go out, hair like
your
blue,
husband doing your hair. Like, I was about to say on your wedding day, but you wouldn't do that because he's not supposed to see you on your wedding day.
But like her hair was always like fresh to the gods, and also she taught her how to do it. So when they split up, she like comes out always with a headdress. And she has the most amazing hair ever.
We saw a wedding yesterday on the beach, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, actually, we couldn't tell what it was. It was like it might have been a pre-wedding party because we were like, there's no way they're literally just getting married on this beach here while we're walking past, like, looking like this. Mm. But they were like all, but everyone was dressed in white and they were like by the beach and taking, there was a professional photographer.
Yeah, maybe a pre.
So we were thinking it might have been like a night before wedding party. But whoever the woman was, whether that is a bride or whatever, someone's birthday or something, had the best bouncy blow ever.
Really?
Yeah, she had a fabulous bouncy blow.
English?
Yeah, they were giving it English. There was like, lion tattoos on the shin and stars on backs.
I got a star on my ear the other day. So like once you get something or you're aware of something, you start seeing it fucking everywhere. And I've seen some of the worst fucking tattoos out here in my life. Like I saw a woman and she had a fucking, I mean, go you queen, but like a huge star on your back. Like what would possess you to do something like that?
I bet she forgets about it as well.
Yeah, it's true. That's why I would get all like shit tattoos on my back. Like, or behind me.
I was going to say the tattoo that I hate the most in the world, but I think that's actually really mean because it's quite a common tattoo.
Yeah, no,
and
but
if
it's
someone's
fine.
Watching it, it's on their body for life and they're like, great, now. Like,
okay, but can you say it?
No, because it's like common and it's not like not trend. It's not like, it's like currently trendy.
Can you say it? Because I'm intrigued.
I don't like. And there's actually.
It's
just
a personal opinion.
Wine glasses, cocktail glasses. Like glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just, there's something about it that I'm like, I don't get it.
Oh.
What's that? That's my hot take on tattoos.
I think, like, once you have, like, I mean, I was gonna get one, and then like, I saw loads of people get, like, especially the martinis. Talking about famous people, there's loads of influencers in Ibiza.
There are. We saw loads of them last night.
I found it so interesting when people, like, go and brands do, like, Ibiza trips. I mean, I would do an Ibiza trip because I would want people and my brand to be connected to that. But, like...
I think also what we were saying by the pool, like, people are more, like... excited about and like likely to like say yes to a trip if it's Ibiza.
But it's not about them though.
I know, but like, well, it kind of is though, because they need them there to take the content.
I know, but like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm just thinking from a prude point of view. I always think about the prude people. That's why I'm like, oh, like Ibiza, like, you know? Like, oh yeah, let's go to fucking DC10 and promote our brand.
Oh, this is one thing I am struggling here with the music.
Really? I thought you liked last night.
I liked the because we went to High Ibiza last night, which if you didn't know, it's the one, you may have seen it on TikTok. It's the one where there's a club room, like a DJ in the toilets. And I spent my entire night, it sounds dodgy, I spent my entire night in the toilets because that was the only DJ room.
That's always the best room. Which
had, like they had songs like, what's that song that was on my story? All my close friends? Tell me something good. Tell me that you like me. Yeah, it was like that type of music. Whereas the main room was like Bluetooth trying to connect. Things.
Yeah, it's very like just Essexy like music in there. If
wait,
that makes
but
sense.
We've been saying we're so confused. Like we've seen no sort of like, you know, when you like search Ibiza outfits or like Ibiza on Essex TikTok. Guy, yeah. Yeah, like those like type of. We've literally saying like we've seen none of them out.
Really?
Like in all the clubs, it's been like European people mainly. Like
I know
of French,
because that,
German.
Makes, that actually makes up the majority.
Yeah. It's just,
it really
it's
just
does. The Brits are just the loudest on social media.
No, literally, they're the loudest on social media, but they're
the
like pushing them back.
Like.
All the fucking Europeans at the front, because they're the ones that fucking will shove you, fling you, pick you up and throw you out of the way.
Also, Europeans
and
don't
me.
Fuck about with their house music.
Oh,
they
do.
Love their
yeah.
house music down.
And their tits out on the beach. And what I was saying on...
Oh my God, there was so many tits out on the beach yesterday when I went.
Babe, cock and balls out on the fucking beach. Is that... that okay, so can we go into our ins and outs quickly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... my out, because I'm always starting on a negative here, is having your balls and cock out on the beach. I don't get it. Like, you don't need... And people are commenting, like, saying, you know, it's to be free. But I'm pretty sure, like, with shorts, what is restricting you?
I'm sorry. I don't know if there's a controversial take, but I don't think you should be nude or naked unless it is a specified nudist beach.
No, having your boobs out is fine.
I disagree. There's children. There's...
No, because, well, those children were sucking on tits before they fucking knew it anyways, so we shouldn't...
Also, I mean, I guess it's your own prerogative, but, like, there's creeps at the beach. Anyone could be taking pics, like... Also, boobs make sense because, like, you wear tops where you don't want...
That's what,
yeah,
so that's what I said
on
my TikTok.
You don't wear a top where you might like, have, like, a dick tan line.
Do you know what I mean? So that's why I don't get it. But, yeah, what's your out?
Oh, I don't... Well, I haven't thought of an out. I
have
an in.
Oh, positive.
I have an in. And if I was a TikTok shop girl... The way I'd be flogging these on TikTok shop right
oh
now.
Oh my God, yeah.
My mini fans. I have already had one casualty. My lovely boyfriend got me a really high rated one from Amazon for my birthday, but I got it before I came. But I lost it on the first night.
Oh, did you?
But I brought mini backups. And I mean, I would have it on right now. Trust me, these are attached to me. I'd have it on right now, but it'd just be annoying in the microphone.
I guarantee you, by at least like July, August, Lewis is going to have one of those neck ones around him.
I almost ordered, you know, when the previous episode when I was talking about my Temu basket,
yeah.
I almost ordered what that was in my Temu basket. That was one of my 18 items, but I obviously, as we know, didn't do my Temu order.
Yeah. You look so sexy up there, babes.
So that's my in. My out is going to be, taxi situations in Ibiza.
Oh, taxi situations are the worst.
But actually, no, it's kind of been okay because we ended up finding, like, the Airbnb person gave us a number. But, I get it because that was to protect tourism. But, like, the fact that you can't just order an Uber and just, like, go when you want. Like, you have to decide on a time, like, hours before, pre-book a time.
What you don't want to ever do is what I done in Marbella when I was younger is fucking have an argument. So, like, when the taxis are, like, lined up, you do not want to have an argument with the first taxi there because you will get banned from the rest of the fucking taxis and will not be able to get home when you live all the way up a fucking hill. That's what happened to me when I went to Marbella. But my...
Wait, you mean like in the taxi rank?
Yeah, so like where they're all lined up. I had an argument with like the first taxi and he told everyone else not to take me home. And then, it did cause arguments between me and my friends, but I'm not friends with them anymore, so I don't care. My inn would be Havaianas. I'm fucking obsessed with them.
I bought two at the airport while having a pair with her.
Wait, yeah, so I have three. Well, I have four. No, I have five in total now.
Have I shown you my one? Mine are like leopard print, but like the.
Anna was telling me about them.
Yeah, this part of the flip-flop, the bit that goes over your toes and feet, it's like a velour-y velvet. print, and the base is like a normal leopard print.
Where the hell did you get those?
I got those in a Havaianas in... I want to say Marseille.
Wow.
Yeah. They're really
cute.
They
have really nice... They had camo ones. I feel like you...
Oh, I would like a camo flip-flop. Yeah. But I'm banned from buying any more flip-flops.
You got really nice feet, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, like really nice
feet. Tom says my feet are disgusting.
What the fuck? That's so mean. You have really nice feet.
Tom, Isla just said I have really nice feet.
Yeah. You two have similar feet, so I don't even know what you're on about. I look at everyone's feet because I hate my own.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break right here, but we will be back after this with some guests. We're going to be playing a little bit of a hot seat, so we'll see them. Welcome back.
Hey.
As we said, we have guests coming on soon, but we also wanted to speak about the new Sidemen show, which is called Inside, I believe it's called.
Okay. I didn't know it was to do with Sidemen. It feels like the lineup's very weird for Sidemen.
I think the men were cast quite well. I thought the women were really random.
I also think, like, where the fuck was the promo?
Yeah, they didn't really
do much
promo.
It just came. And the only reason to why, what we're going to go on to, is because of the random beef that we've been seeing.
But I think they, like, kind of, like... Because I guess at the end of the day, it's just a YouTube video. Like, how much promo can you do? Like, you're not going to be doing, like, TV ads and stuff.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I still knew about, like, the foot... What's it? Not Foot Locker.
Locked In.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think if you don't know, the premise of the show, as far as I'm aware, I haven't watched an episode, I could be wrong, but it's something like there's $1 million prize, not dollar because we're not American, £1 million prize fund, and then throughout the week, like, things happen, like you get offered a glass of Prosecco, but if you take the glass of Prosecco, it's £5,000 from the cash pot.
Oh, baby, they'll be so in debt if I was there.
Yeah, but the main beef I've seen is that people, like, I saw that Chloe Burrows took a glass of Prosecco for, like, £5,000. Specs Gonzalez took, like, a guitar for 50 grand.
Why?
But the Australian girl, Leah Holton, she said no on her anniversary to speaking to her boyfriend on video chat because she was like, I don't want to waste the money. And then she got really upset when then Specs went in after and took a guitar because she was
No, also, why is she on there?
Yeah, I thought that's what I mean when I said
thought
that
was
so random.
So random. Like, this girl is probably, like, this girl, my mum knows about her. She's like, why has this girl got so many likes on TikTok? Because, like, my mum just likes to talk because... of the podcast. She'd actually just talk about, like, random pop culture things she sees. And she, her money, well, because she's in Australia, she also doesn't get money from TikTok, the creator fund.
Oh.
But she's been doing YouTube from time, because I followed her on YouTube, like, years ago.
Well, she was really, really relevant, like, 2 years ago, yeah. I think. And she blew up doing makeup. Like, it became best friends with James Charles really randomly. And really? Then she just, like, stopped posting and fell off. And then she had that, these runs of TikTok blow up, and now she's, like, back relevant again.
Yeah. It's so funny how the world works, isn't it? She just seems quite quiet and, like, why the fuck am I here? With Chloe Burrows and this other... What's that girl that was...
That new accent is insane. Sorry. Yeah. I love Chloe, but the accent is killing me.
There was also... What's that girl... That's on TikTok and she's, like, from Birmingham.
Oh, Manrico.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her at all. No, I think she's actually very misogynistic.
Yeah, what she said was weird. If you didn't know what she said...
That is fucked. Like, sorry, saying to someone, like...
Also, that was really weird. When you told me, I was like, what the fuck? And then I went in the room, first TikTok that came up was that.
Really? Yeah. It's so weird. Our phones are speaking to us, by the way. But, I mean, listen to us. but, yeah, like, she was like... to someone else, to a guy, how his girlfriend's throat is probably getting bruised while he's in there. And I think that is the most fucked thing to say.
That is just... But it's foul anyway. Like... why would you even, like, cut that come to your mouth?
Yeah. Ugh, no, I do not want to think about something like that because that just gives me the wrong vibes.
Yeah.
Totally. But anyways, I just think she's fucked and I think that the way she handled the situation was fucked. And these are only things that I'm just seeing on the show, by the way.
I think I might actually, when I go home, binge watch the Sidemen show. and catch up on it.
You're so good at watching things. I say I'm going to watch something and then sit on my phone. Like,
the problem is it's TikTok. You feel like you've watched it anyway. So it's like, like if you had just heard about the show, you'd be like, oh, I want to go out and find that show and watch it. Mm-hmm. But because you've seen clips already, it's like you kind of half scratch the itch. So you like, unless you're really that bothered, you're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. But say if I like was just sat here, or like you had heard loads of people speaking about it, but you hadn't seen a clip, you'd be more inclined to actually watch it.
Yeah, I know. It's so true.
She's such a pick me. We now have our fabulous first guest, Miss Flossie.
Hey, Flossie boo.
Hi, I'm so excited.
Me and Flossie swapped places today. Flossie was in bed all day.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
It's been quite a dark day, but I had a fantastic, like, kind of everything shower.
Oh, that's good.
Everything even out. Downstairs?
No. She has not been touched in a very long time. Wait,
What's downstairs?
He's asking
downstairs.
If I've got a hairy fanny.
Oh, right. Oh, I do.
You wax it, you don't shave it.
Ouch. No, because it just lasts so much longer and it's so much prettier.
Okay.
Highlight of the trip so far?
Pasha.
Really?
I think was fucking fantastic. Yeah, Pasha was fun, innit? I had so much fun at Pasha. I had more fun at Pasha. I prefer Pasha as a club, I think. Oh, I don't know.
Wait,
I was
going
to say Tahai.
Really?
Yeah, but now I'm like, oh, they were just very different. But
I feel like when Pasha's good.
Pasha was better music, I think.
Hmm.
Apart from that toilet room. I just wish that was out of the toilet room.
When it's Glitterbox in Hyde, that's when it's like popping like that, because it's very like, they have like drag and stuff as well, and it just goes off.
Yeah.
Because Glitterbox is quite like queer.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, you're an Ibiza regular.
Yeah, I want to say gay, but I don't know if I'm allowed.
You can say gay.
It's very gay. I get scared.
Are you an Ibiza regular?
Yeah, kind of. I go every year. I'm going twice this year.
My Ibiza Inn is Javiana's.
That's what I said.
This is my first time as an adult owning a pair of flip-flops.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
They're the best.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the convenience.
Was that yours as well?
We've just heard from the crowd upstairs. That
Listen, I must have put it on.
Flossie strikes me. You strike me as jelly shoes when you were younger.
Yeah.
I feel like you love jelly shoes and a tennis skirt.
Do you remember when jelly shoes came back and I bought a pair of jelly shoes from Boohoo?
Yeah, you did.
Like,
not like the platform ones.
Probably. Like knowing me, they were definitely platform.
From Office.
Oh, another in as well is anything ginormous on the feet.
Oh, yeah, we saw
ginormous
your shoes.
Wait,
can you...
Wait, let me grab them because Flossie's here. The height difference you get. In them.
But they just make you look, they make you feel
confident. No, they're so cunty. I need a pair of massive shoes. But where the fuck would I ever wear them in the UK?
But I was walking around the club last night and it gives you such a power trip.
On your face.
Oh, wow.
There.
There is a fly on my head. Get it off!
Where? Oh, no, it's gone.
Look.
Oh my
God. It's wild. But when I was in the club last night, like, a guy would be like eyeing me up and it'd be like, are you going to come and talk to me? Because I'm like a whole foot taller than you right
literally.
Now.
No,
literally. Like...
But that's actually a good like measurement for like if you want a tall guy.
Yeah.
Because if the guy's still a lot taller than you and you have those clonkers on, then you're good to go.
My owl is taking it too fucking far. Like, I've ruined my day for the sake of, like, a couple of hours of extra fun.
That was me yesterday, but now I'm ready to take it far again.
Yeah.
Gorgeous contribution. Give it up for Flossie, everyone.
Flossie from Cornwall in the house.
Cornwall?
Oh, wait.
Cornwall. What do you
say? Next up to the stage, we have... Say your name.
Hi, I'm Tom.
And highlight of the trip so far is what we're asking everyone.
Oh my God.
Wait, you're not going to say who he is to you? Does everyone know?
Yeah.
Wait, people on our podcast might
This know is my that. Lovely partner.
Yeah. Partner. I hate that word.
That's what my boyfriend says.
That's my
like,
out. Partner.
I'm not 40, babe. I'm 25.
Your Ibiza ins and outs.
Oh. My in is huge sunglasses. The bigger the sunglass, the better. I'm not really a fan of small sunglasses. I
really?
Think.
Oh.
And then my out is good. It's not Ibiza related though.
Oh.
It's that fucking BBL Drizzy song.
BBL Drizzy!
I hate it.
I know, I
everyone
get that
does that all of it. It literally makes me want to rip my eyes out. I have a visceral rage.
Actually, do you know what one of my outs so is? Irritating. Like, to me, like, this is a personal ick and out. Okay. Is me doing this to every fucking song. You need to stop it.
Lewis
and if
do
you
that
can't see
time.
What I'm doing that L thing with the fingers and you start dancing.
Oh yeah, it's really easy to wind him up. All I have to do is go, BBL Jersey, and he goes, shut the fuck up.
I don't know why, it's just
also, what I was gonna say is my in, which I've not done yet, is a TikTok in Ibiza to the song, it's 6 in the morning, mm-hmm. We're still going strong, mm-hmm. Ran out of weed and about to blow, oh. Must be the music and the flow. I can't believe I've been at Ibiza for 48 hours and I have not done a TikTok to that song yet.
Oh, we're going to do it tonight, babe.
We need to do a friendly TikTok.
It's
as
so
well.
Ibiza
friendly.
Coded, that song. And the other TikTok song, which is Ibiza Coded, is I bring you closer to you. Me, where I am, as fast as you can. Anyway, thank you for coming on, Tom.
Oh, you don't want anything else from me?
I think we're good.
Oh, okay. No, he's really getting into it. That.
Well, do you want anything? Would you have anything else to tell the people?
I'm good.
Any other stories that you want to get out?
Yeah, please tell us a funny story.
I don't know if any of them are appropriate for the podcast. Oh. One of the girls last night met a lovely boy, who was a German football player, and His friends left at like 2 a.m. and we only got there at like 1 a.m. So, and he stayed with us for the whole rest of the night till like 6 a.m. and he wasn't even drinking, was he?
Didn't see him having
but he was really
wasn't drinking. Why the fuck are you in IB if you're not drinking?
For 4 hours with us, all hammered.
No, oh my God, that's such an ick and that's probably a fetish as well. Sorry. It has to be around people that aren't drinking.
My fetish is being sober around drunk people.
No, it must be. Come on. Like, that is the most irritating thing ever. Like, that is top one worst things to ever do in your
That's
life.
That's a joke. Anyway, so we had this lovely boy with us for the night. And then we were all talking about him today. We're not saying the names. His name.
Well, basically, what happened was we got given one name last night. And then today, the girl received a text saying, hey, sorry, by the way, my name is actually this name. So then we got a second name. And we were like, right, that's weird to lie about your name. Well, it's not weird to lie about your name to a random person in a club. I've definitely done that like loads of times. But like, it's weird to then confess it the next morning over text when you're... But we're like, whatever. And then his quick ad came up on Snapchat because the girl had his number now. And... It was a third name. It was another different name. And we then searched the name that was on the Snapchat and it was his real name. And he is a German footballer. She texted him back. What did she say?
The girl texted him back and he said, oh no, that's not me, that name. That's my friend.
Literally Google you and see your fucking name. What are you
We've literally got a Google, like a literally...
And he wants her to continue a conversation with this person.
And he's currently at Ocean Beach texting her, like, no, that's not me.
You can continue this conversation, though, because what else can we say right now when you're lying about your name?
Can we deep that keyword, sober?
Hell yeah!
Like, come on, that is so weird.
Well, surely if he's going to Ocean Beach today, he must be drinking. You cannot be at Ocean Beach.
Yeah, but all the texts he's sending are so formal. I think they've just gone through Google Translate, though.
I love you wish we were going to Ocean Beach, because it's so ironic for us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be funny.
Anyway, thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Next up, we have the lovely old money Annie and Isla's name twin, Isla with an A.
Woo! Hi!
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Ins and outs, I'd be for ins and outs.
So my in is the club staying open so late here. Even though it's clearly not good enough for me because I want to go back.
Oh, yeah,
but
this
it's better than London.
This is Annie of the acclaimed fame of wanting to go back to the club.
Yeah.
Like, ASAP. She's
And out.
Out. I was going to say, I did do this personally myself, but I was icking myself out a little bit. I was just going to say, sunglasses in the club, I think.
Oh, fair fucking
I think it's a little bit of an ick now.
And I was wearing mine the past 2 nights in the club.
No, I think sunglasses that have a light, like light glass.
The way
like
cooler.
You weren't wearing your acne one. I mean, in Ibiza, it's okay. It's when you're in a London
No,
club.
I couldn't see either, but it's to the point where I was like, okay, this is a bit cringe. But I needed it. It was very bright.
Wait, were you wearing yours? So she was wearing your sunglasses the whole time?
That's what I said. I wore it a few times, and when I was doing it, I was like icking myself out.
Right,
and I was like, you know what? This is actually a bit of an out. I actually don't want to do this again.
I'm following.
Yeah,
I know, I get that.
Okay. You've got your closing story, either of you.
Because, there's 10 of us, right? It's impossible for us to stay together, which is what we tried to do on the first night. And it just, like, it just longed everything out. It just made us more time with us searching for other people. So we split up. People go home. We're, like, the only three, literally one, two, three, yeah. Are the only three people left at the club.
I lost my belt and I was adamant that I was going
to
find
it. She wanted to find the fucking belt.
I haven't heard this story, but I can already tell this is the most Isla-coded story ever.
And someone was like, is it really expensive? I was like, it's £4 from Vintage. But it's really nice, though.
And then, like, because I was like, we were like, listen, like, when we get back, I guarantee no one's gonna give a fuck. This girl in the whole cab. So what are we gonna say? Like, what lie? What lie are we saying? We're like to the cab driver, turn up the music, turn up the music.
Oh, sorry, wait, we're missing. I feel like they're missing the part of the story that I had gone first.
Yeah,
because and that's why I had to take someone home. So I had gone first. So that's why Isla was saying she felt bad. I think I was asleep by the time they got back anyway. So okay, it didn't
he
even
wasn't
matter.
Even up. And then Isla looks at me. She says, has anyone said anything to you? Are you coming? And I was like, yeah, no, to be fair, no one gives a fuck.
I was like, bitch, like, no, trust me. And then obviously, like, I'm more of the person that doesn't know as many people here. And she was like, no, trust me, like, they are going to. I was like, oh shit, like, maybe they might, like.
Anyway, yesterday we did manage to stick together, all 10 of us. Traveled in a pack, oh, 9
probably
of us.
Because I wasn't there.
And no, we traveled in a pack plus the German footballer who lied about his name 3 times. Yeah. So we did make up 10 still.
It's probably very annoying for other people in the club.
Welcome to the podcast from acclaimed fame of YouTube, Snapchat, and music, Millie T.
Oh my god, you do music, Millie?
Dabbled.
I love it.
Wait, last night I played the song at pre-drinks, but I think it was the first night.
Yeah, the first night, White Wine came on.
You know, I always gotta get my girls' streams up.
Preach.
Anyway, we're asking everyone what's been their best part of the trip, well, favourite moment of the trip so far.
Not like my favourite one, it was just quite iconic because I've never had that experience before. Me and Kira were talking to these guys in the club and they were friends and we both like fancied separate ones, obviously. And then they left like an hour and then came back and my guy was then talking to Kira and Kira's guy was like coming over and talking to me and I was like, this is like, why is it just switched all of a sudden? And they didn't speak very good English. I said to the guy, I was like, what's going on? He was like, my friend prefers your friend, I prefer you. And I was like, okay. So we swapped.
That's so valid though. I feel like I've done that.
I didn't know if I feel like it's fair. But then also like Kira was like, I fancy your guy. And I was like, well, I fancy your guy.
That's annoying.
But then it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's too much pride to even like try and flip it back again. Yeah. Like, all right, like we'll just have to roll with it now. I didn't even want you anyway. But as anyway.
Okay, but actually I can't say.
Yeah, we were very well behaved. Someone almost came back to the house last night, made it to the gate.
But got denied entry at the door.
Did you explain that scenario?
I don't think we did.
No, we have.
We explained that he lied about his name.
I tried to take a picture of him in that hat in the club yesterday, and I was like, smile. And then he was like this, and then as soon as the flash goes off, he goes... And it just shows sus. Like the top of the hat. And I was like, sus. And he wouldn't get in any of our pictures. And I'm like, first of all, you're not that famous. Like, so please, I know it's not that.
He's Premier League, babe. Wait, he's Premier League
high? No, he's not Premier League. He's like German. He has YouTube interviews. I searched his name and YouTube interviews come up.
Oh, one thing that is out is the number of fit guys in Ibiza. I don't know where they're hiding.
Like fit.
Fit guys.
Oh my God. Like, even like, as someone that has a boyfriend, like... viewing, women are just so on top, it's actually ridiculous.
I'm just like, but where are they? Like, this is like supposed to be prime hotspot for my type, especially. And like, guys,
you used to go Ocean Beach, they're all fit there.
I need to find my type, they're like Ocean Beach. I'm like,
they're too neat for anyone living, but like, they're at least are good to look at.
Okay, God, I've had 3 glasses of wine throughout this podcast recording.
I've had 2 bottles.
I'm feeling it.
No, even 3.
I'm feeling loose. The way that I've gone from like the start of the episode like this, and now I'm like sprawled across the chair. That was the Ibiza episode. As we said, we are going to recommend you guys pieces of media at the end of every episode. Ibiza edition. The songs you need on your Ibiza playlist. B2B Charlie XCX. Oh my God.
How does that go? I love to back
to you. I don't want to go right back to her. Maybe I should go right back to him. I don't want to fall right back to... Literally, I played it 3 times in the
I don't know what song that is. To be fair, you have... Am I allowed to say that the gay... music.
But this is a recent thing for me. Because you know, up until
I miss that. Like, do you know how many times I've searched gay music? You know, on Spotify.
Up until like 2 years ago, like, I listened to it like exclusively, like not exclusively, but the majority of my players were made up of like male rappers.
Until, really?
Like, 2 years ago. Yeah. Like, all my like Spotify raps always used to be like Drake, Gunna. Like it was like so weird. But like, I only recently have got more into like music that makes
that
me feel
like
that.
That is just so you. That's actually kind of surprising.
I know, because anytime I would post my Spotify Wrapped, everyone would be like, "I thought you were gonna be like Dua Lipa."
No, literally.
I exert Dua Lipa energy. Oh, wait, I had another song that I've been really enjoying on this trip.
I've been watching Vanderpump Rules.
Oh yeah.
And do you know what? Stassi is not that bad.
In what way? Yeah, Stassi. I've watched the first two seasons.
Like, I know she's being made out to be the villain, but I don't think she's a villain at all. I think everyone else is a cunt and she's the best.
I always say that she has one of those personalities that was born to be on reality TV.
Oh,
I,
absolutely. Like, look at her mum. She's like, absolutely stunning.
It makes so much sense. She's on reality TV. Yeah. Actually, do you know what else I've rediscovered on this trip? Desire, D-Block Europe.
Why the fuck is the first song that this guy plays when he puts on his speaker, we're all chilling around the pool, first day, everything, D-Block Europe. That was not something.
Like, Desire, D-Block Europe is like a TikTok song. Like, to me.
But it's an ironic TikTok song. Like, it's like beef for like white girl.
Number one Spotify raps. I want to say 2021, but it might be 2022. It was my top song. I literally listened to it so many times.
That is so hilarious.
Yeah, because it's like 32 degrees. Maxi dress in no underwear, can I heat?
What do you like about the song?
Like the beat, like the way that comes in, it's like, whoa.
See, I've never got D-Block. The only song that I like, I think it's called Goat or something like that. But like, I'm not a D-Block Europe fan. Like, I find every single like TikTok that is ever made about people going, and I think they're very like,
I miss when London music was like I miss when songs every week from AJ
we
Tracy,
don't, yeah,
Notes,
we do not get that anymore.
Hardy, what they call Hardy Caprio, Amelia Monet.
Yeah, where has she gone?
It's always been a conspiracy on TikTok. No one knows where she
so
went.
Interesting.
It's so interesting
like
how someone can blow like that and then just like delete everything and like what? Like, how has no one who's like closely connected to her made a TikTok about it?
I would just to get my money up. If you want to have your money down, I'll put my money up. Bro.
But I like, also don't understand how like no one's even just been like, oh, like I know her, like in a TikTok comment, and being like, oh, I know her, she just like didn't like the fame. Like, I've not seen
like
anything.
A little disclosure, you know, for the fans and stuff. I feel like, do you know what? Yeah, when you actually build yourself up, I feel like, you know, when you were talking about whole Doja Cat and everything and like, you have to be nice to your fans and all that stuff. I honestly feel like if you're ever going to disappear like that, you actually owe your fans to like be like,
really?
Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely. Because like the same way that like they're the people that have bigged you up, if you're going to suddenly go ghost and you're actually like leaving them without your music and your craft, like you should at least like have the decency just to be like, you know, like I'm gone and then just disappear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I kind of do agree with that. Actually.
A little bit of closure, like it's a relationship that you have with people have.
It's parasocial, but it's still
it is. I know, it's still, yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening to the Ibiza special.
This was a fun fucking episode. I'm so ready to get ready.
I
literally
can't, like the amount that I've just like babbled, like I'm like, what have I even just said for the past like however long, like over an hour?
If you are coming to Ibiza, please have the best time and please be safe.
Also, next week we'll have a full debrief of the trip because tomorrow's my actual birthday. We're filming this pre-birthday day.
I'm so excited for tomorrow.
We're going on the boat. We're going to Formentera. We're doing Besso Beach. So I'm sure we'll have more to say.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a vibe.
I also feel like, you know, sometimes when you need to go back and like,
yeah, you think, need to debrief. And then we also need to start writing diaries because we're actually low-key the worst.
I know, literally, we're so bad. But we keep saying that, but we never will, so.
Shit, I should have bought you that for your birthday.
I would have never used it, so it would have been a waste of money. Aww. The actual process of writing, I would never do.
I put up a calendar in my room, and I looked at it the other day, and it still says February on it. Like a whiteboard calendar.
And on that note, if the people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Lobob. Why can I
she
say
got
that
it right this
drunk?
Week?
I know.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off Podcast on TikTok, Instagram at Pop Off Podcast, and on YouTube, Pop Off Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed, rate the show 5 stars, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao, baby boys and gals.
Bye.